We will proceed with Dr. Muzammil Siddiqui, who's going to give us a tafsir of the ayahs that were recited today. Dr. Siddiqui, you may join.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi man wala. First of all, I want to say Ramadan Mubarak to all of you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you, bless your families. It is sad that we are not in the masjid. We are looking forward, but whatever we have, inshallah, we take benefit of it and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that remove this affliction, this problem from us and from the whole humanity, and bring us back to our places of worship, inshallah, so that we make our masajid, inshallah, masajid that are full of people, full of activities, and we pray there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless this month of Ramadan for all of us, and also help us to do our siyam, our qiyam, inshallah, in the best possible way. There is a great opportunity, inshallah, you can do that at home, with your family. So do that, inshallah. Now you can pray Isha prayer, and then after that you pray Taraweeh prayer. You wear 8 rakah or 20 rakah, whatever is possible for you. You can do that. And also tonight, alhamdulillah, I will listen to the first juz of the Quran, first juz and a quarter. Inshallah, for 4 nights, we'll be listening to 1 1/4 juz. And in this way, in 4 nights, we'll complete 5 juz of the Quran. And then after that, we'll have 1 juz per night. In this way, we can finish, inshallah, the Quran on the 29th night of this month. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us. So we begin with the basmala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is the ayah that is recited before every surah except the surah number 9, Surah At-Tawbah. And there are details about why this is not recited before Surah At-Tawbah. But Bismillah is very important. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in abbreviation we call it Basmala. And it is in the name of Allah, the most merciful, the compassionate. So whatever we do, we should start with Bismillah. Kullu amrin zibalin lam yubda fiya bismillah fa huwa akhdaj. Rasulullah SAW said, any important matter where you don't begin with Bismillah, that will not get the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is like something is broken, something is cut off. So Bismillah is very important. Bismillah is acknowledgement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Bismillah is also dua. We're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we begin in His name. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to complete our action, whatever we are doing. And at the same time, believer, or when he or she says Bismillah, he will not be doing anything haram, anything forbidden. Because how can you say something haram or do something haram and then say Bismillah? So Bismillah reminds a believer that our action must be good action, right action, appropriate action, acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why it is emphasized that say Bismillah. When you do anything, when you start your eating, when you start any work, any important thing that you do, say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And of course, when you recite the Quran, so you begin in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people think that Bismillah is part of Surah Al-Fatiha. So they recite Bismillah even in the Salat, in the prayer. They first loudly recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim in the prayers in which we recite the Quran in loudly, such as Fajr prayer and Maghrib and Isha prayers. So when they say, and the Imam says Bismillah, Surah Al-Fatiha, before that say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In some other schools, Bismillah is part of the Quran, but not part of Surah Al-Fatiha or any surah of the Quran. So they just begin with the beginning like Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Surah Al-Fatiha is the surah that is the first surah of the Quran, although it was not the first surah that was revealed, but it is the first surah in the Quran, and it is the surah that is recited in every salat, in every rak'ah. The Prophet ﷺ said that la salat liman lam yaqra bi fatihatil kitab. The salat is not valid, salat is not complete for anyone who does not recite Surah Al-Fatiha. And this surah is also called Sab'un min al-Masani, seven oft repeated verses. And that's what people do. I mean, every day, how many times you recite Surah Al-Fatiha? So Surah Al-Fatiha is very important. And a lot of people, they recite it, but they do not pay attention to its meaning. This is a Surah Al-Fatiha is the introduction to the Quran. Surah Al-Fatiha is the summary of the Quran, Quranic teaching. And Surah Al-Fatiha is also a dua. We say, first of all, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praises for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the worlds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created everything. And He is the one who controls everything. Everything is under His authority, under His sovereignty. And He is the one who sustains them. He is the one who provides for them. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And then you say, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Just like you say, Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman is the one whose mercy is Lord of mercy, plenty of mercy, abundant mercy. And Ar-Rahim is the one whose mercy is permanent, always, the most merciful, the most compassionate. And then you immediately remember that there will be a day of judgment because whatever He has provided, and He is merciful, but He is also the one who is just, and you want that people do right thing, does not take advantage of all the good things and misbehave. So immediately we say, Maliki Yawmiddin, master of the day of judgment. So there will be a day of judgment, and He is the one who has full authority on that day, the master, the owner of that day, and the Lord of that day. And also some people recite it as Maliki Yawmiddin, the king of that day. So Malik and Malik, these are two qira'at, two recitations that people do. And both of them are very meaningful. Malik means the king of that day. So he is the full authority, sovereign of that day. And Malik is the one who controls everything. Under his control, under his power, is that day. And no one can force him to do anything, because he is the Malik. And then after acknowledging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's glory and greatness, and then after that, you say, Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. You alone we worship. And you don't say na'buduka, but we say Iyyaka na'budu. So you bring the ka and add before that iya, and so that is to emphasize that it is you we worship, and your help we seek. So Allah, we don't worship anyone except you. And we need your help. We need your help to help us. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. And guide us unto the straight path. The straight path is the path of life, where there is no crookedness, there is no deception, there is no fraud, there is no lie. That is the straightforward way. So make us a straightforward people, following the straightforward way. Guide us into that. And not only just show us that straight path, but help us to walk that path. As if you hold our hand and take us to that path, so that we will follow all the time that path. Sirat al-ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. And then you say further, Sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim, the path of those whom you favored. And those were the prophets of Allah, they were the righteous people of all generations. And the martyrs who gave their life for the cause of Allah, Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim, Zalika al-an'am Allahu alayhim min al-Nabiyyina wa al-Siddiqina wa al-Shuhada'i wa al-Salihin, wa hasuna ulaika rafiqa. So those people who received Allah's blessings and favors in the past, we want that path. So not anybody's path, but the path of the righteous people. And غَيْرِ الْمَغْتُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَضَّالِينَ, not those who received anger, whose portion was anger, that is Allah's anger. And they received that anger because they knew what is right and they did not do it. So that's why they incur the anger of Allah and waladdallin, and not those who went astray. That means they did not know the right path, and they did not look for the right path, and they did not search for the guidance of Allah. So Allah save us from that and keep us on the right path. So here you have Tawheed, here you have Allah's power, Allah's majesty, and then you also have the belief in the Akhirah, the last day, and also who guides the right path is the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Tawheed, Risalah, and Akhirah, three very basic principles of Islam are mentioned in this surah, and then at the same time it is a dua, asking Allah to guide us, to help us. We pray to you, and we need your help to keep us on the right path and help us in all our difficulty, in all our problems. So that's why this surah is so important. It is the Ummul Kitab. It is the essence of the Quran. And it is also called Al-Asas, the foundation. The foundation of the Quran, the Ummul Kitab. And also, it is called Kafiyah, sufficient, Shafia. That is, if anybody has any problem, physical problem, psychological problem, stress and difficulty, it is good to recite this surah. The surah has a great power of healing. That's why it is called Ash-Shafia, Al-Kafiyah, Al-Asas, Umm al-Quran, and many other names that are given for this surah. Then we started Surah Al-Baqarah. Surah Al-Baqarah is the longest surah of the Quran. And this surah is a Madani surah. It was revealed in Medina. And it has the history as well as it has ahkam. It tells us akhbar and ahkam. Akhbar is that what happened to the people in the past, and then also what we should do as a community. It is it begins with this as a response to the Surah Al-Fatiha. You said in Surah Al-Fatiha, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, guide us into the straight path. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the whole Quran, and the first surah that you have after that is Surah Al-Baqarah. And in that surah, Allah says, ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين, guidance for those who are looking for guidance. Muttaqin, the people who are conscious of Allah, the people who want to live in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is a guidance for them. Those who are not conscious of Allah, those who don't want the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, this book, they may read it, but they will not receive any help from that. Hudal lil muttaqin. And then who are their muttaqin? Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghaib. Alladhina, those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and believe in all the things that are unseen, that is Allah and the Akhirah and the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then and those who believe that which was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and revealed before that to other prophets of Allah, and they believe in the last day. So these are the qualities of those people who are the believers. Ulaika ala hudam rabbihim, they are the guided people. So this is the book in which there is no doubt, and this book is the book of guidance for such people. But then there are people who will not accept this book, so they will deny it, and for them no preaching will help. Whether you warn them or you don't warn them, they are not going to believe. And the third group is the group, they will say that they believe, but actually they will not believe. They will behave in a different way. And that is a group of hypocrites. And the Quran says that hypocrites actually are going to deceive themselves. They are not deceiving Allah. They may deceive some people, but not deceive all people. And especially they cannot deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the sickness of a person, that is a spiritual sickness of a person. And it is very important that belief must be strong, sincere, and there should not be any hypocrisy in our actions. And then after that, there is an invitation to all human beings, Ya Yunas or Budu, O people, worship your Lord who created you, or those who were before you. And this is, if you do that, then you will be the, will continue on the path of taqwa. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the story of the creation of human being, Adam alayhi salam. And Allah said to the angels, I'm going to place a khalifa on the earth. That means I give him the authority, I give him trusteeship, the human being will be the trustee of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after mentioning the story of Adam alayhi salam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in number of ayat the story of Bani Israel, the people who received the divine guidance, the divine message. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent prophet after prophet among them, and some of them accepted the message, some of them they did not behave in the right way. In this way, the believers are told that their action should not be that way, that you receive the message and you receive the covenant of Allah and then you turn away from that. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family and the building of the Kaaba and the coming of the last prophet as the result of the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So you have this surah, Surah Al-Baqarah, has 40 ruku'ah. So it's a long surah and it has a beautiful message. It has a very comprehensive message. And the Prophet ﷺ said, Shaitan will not enter the house in which the surah is recited. And this means that not just recited, but recited with understanding. And the household people follow this the message of this surah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this surah our guide and help us to understand it. And inshallah, we'll continue. Tomorrow also we'll listen part of this surah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وأصحابه وأتباعه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Now please pray your Isha prayer and also pray the Taraweeh prayer. And Taraweeh prayer is two rakah. You can, if you want, you can sit down for a short time after 4 rakah and then you continue this way 20 rakah. And then after that, if you want to pray Witr, you can pray Witr immediately after that. Or if you want to get up early for your Suhoor and just about 15-20 minutes before that, you can pray Witr at that time. Or you can pray some more prayers that are known as Tahajjud prayer. So you can pray. So Qiyamul Layl, Taraweeh, Tahajjud, all of these are the prayers of the night. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us that we pray these prayers and receive the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, Dr. Siddiqui. That concludes our program for tonight. And as a reminder, you can, if you have any questions about programming for Ramadan, you can visit the ISOC's Ramadan website at ramadan.isocmasjid.org. Our next program, of course, is going to be at 1 p.m. Tomorrow, where we'll have Hafiz Naveed reciting Surah Al-Kahf, followed by Dr. Siddiqui's Friday message. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum.